Jess in with you this morning. Now, some very exciting news over the weekend for Where There's a Will. They've picked up an awesome award. I'm so excited for these guys to give us all the details. The lovely Lindy Hunt from Where There's a Will joins me. Lindy, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks, Jess.
Now, over the weekend, Where There's a Will picked up a wonderful award. It was at the Are You OK Days annual awards ceremony. You're the lady who knows all about it. Give us the details. What did you guys win?
Okay, so we won the Barbara Hocking Memorial Award for Education, and it grew out of the Larkin family who set up Are You OK in 2009. And we certainly like to acknowledge those people for the great work that they're doing.
Yeah.
So the idea, what we did, grew out of Pauline witnessing a real act of kindness when she was waiting at Muswellbrook High School one day. A small boy was waiting in a line and he'd obviously been hurt. And he was waiting at the office to be seen to, and there were a heap of people in front of him. And an older boy came along and said, "Are you okay, mate?" And obviously he wasn't. And the boy said, "Come with me and I'll get you some help."
Yeah.
So what we did was we introduced for the 5 secondary schools an Acts of Humanity Award to be awarded on Are You Okay Day each year. So the school select who they think deserves it, and it's given to a student or group of students who demonstrate, you know, the use of kindness, gratitude, bravery that benefits other people.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's such a fantastic idea. I mean, as you just explained, that instance where Pauline came up with this idea by just seeing that beautiful act of kindness at that school.
Yeah.
I mean, to recognise that is so important. I mean, it's something you don't see all the time and we want to encourage it.
No, and what we think is that every day should be Are You Okay Day.
Yeah.
So it becomes normal to care about others and have a conversation with them, which is what the Larkin family talked about. And our schools having, you know, introduced this language over the last couple of years are starting to see a difference in the use of language and the caring actions amongst their students. So that's really positive.
Mm. And it goes back to everything that, you know, Where There's a Will is about and what you guys do in our local community and, you know, nurturing all of these good mental health things and good behaviours and all of these skills that our students have access to learning now is just amazing.
Yeah, and we started with schools because it's about cultural change.
Yeah.
And we want to work with young people so they grow up with it and then their children grow up with it. So hopefully it grows throughout the Upper Hunter communities.
Mm, that's exactly right. And the awards looked awesome over the weekend. And I'm so excited for you guys to be recognised at the scale of the Are You OK Day Awards because these are national, right?
Yes, they are. Yes. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Oh, I love what you guys do. You know it. I preach it all the time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Lindy, to give us all of the details. Is there anything coming up that you can give us a heads up with for Where There's a Will?
The Year 11 Student Leadership Summit will be held on the 10th of June at St. Joseph's.
Yep.
So tomorrow, in fact, the students who went to Adelaide are putting the finishing touches on their presentations and what they're going to present to those students. So they are so excited about being able to share what they've learnt with their peers.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Lindy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for promoting us, Jess.